Well, we appreciate the Lord this morning. We appreciate the privileges that He gives us as His people. We have special privileges being children of the King, and we want to explore one of those this morning. I feel like the Lord's been inspiring me with some scriptures for us. Last week we studied of trusting in the Lord. Really trusting Him, believing that He is there, going to help us, putting our trust in Him. And this morning, I want to think about an element of that that really can be life-changing for us. It's a privilege that we have that I believe if we can take that and use that privilege, it can really do something for our life. In Luke 23 and 46, we wrote on the board, commit. And so we want to think a little bit this morning about committing some things and being able to commit them and what it means to commit something to God this morning. I think about this scripture here, Luke 23 and 46. It uses a little different word. And Jesus said unto him, and when Jesus had cried with a loud voice, he said, Father, into thy hands I commend my spirit. This is the same Greek word as commit. And he was simply saying to God, I'm finished here. I can't carry this anymore. I'm going to have to commit my spirit to you. I'm leaving this body and I'm out of this. I'm going to commit this to you, Father. And he said, into thy hands I commit my spirit. I want to look that word up because I want to think a little bit about what it really means to us. In Strong's, the concordance, it says, this is part of what it says, by implication to deposit as a trust for protection. Commend, commit the keeping of, set before. That's what the scripture there means. And I'll just quote a couple of other scriptures where it's used. 1 Peter 4:19, it says, wherefore let them that suffer according to the will of God commit the keeping of their souls to Him in well-doing as unto a faithful Creator. Another scripture says, and the things that thou hast heard of me among many witnesses, the same commit thou to faithful men who shall be able to teach others also. And Paul was writing here to Timothy, and he said, those things that you have heard of me and the things that you've been taught, you commit those to faithful men who shall be able to teach others also. So they were committed to Timothy. They were given to him, put in his trust. Paul was not able to walk with Timothy every day. He wasn't able to be there the rest of Timothy's life. Paul had to commit to Timothy the trust of sacred scripture that he gave to him. And he said, Timothy, I want you to commit this to others. I want you to set it in their hands. I want you to give it to them so that they can teach others the same thing. And this thing can continue on with the original depth and understanding, the original power and love of Jesus Christ. I want to commit this to you, and I want you to commit this to others. I can't be there. Paul couldn't be there. And so this morning, I just want us to think about some things today. You know, there's some things that we can carry in life that I really believe God would like for us to not only have in our mind that we can trust Him. I know I can trust God. I know He's going to be there. But He wants us to commit some things to Him. And we want to think about how to do that this morning. The scripture tells us in Psalms 37 and 3, gives us a very clear directive, if you want to say. Psalm 37 and 3, we read this, I believe, last week. It says, "Trust in the Lord and do good, so shalt thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart. Commit thy way unto the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass." You know, this morning, there's some things in our life that God wants us to commit to him. Life is too heavy for us to carry everything. But I want to first look at what this word means in the Old Testament here in Psalms that we just read about commit. It says here to roll, literally or figuratively, commit, remove, roll away or roll down or roll together, to trust. Clark's commentator, the commentator, Adam Clark, says, "Commit thy way unto the Lord. Roll thy way upon the Lord." Probably a metaphor taken from the camel who lies down till his load be rolled upon him. You know, this morning, I just was thinking about the many things of life. Folks, we all have so many different things we face in a lifetime. Do you know they're too heavy for us many times? Some things are too much, and the Lord doesn't want us to carry everything. The scripture here tells us, now the translation says commit, but the original language says roll it on the Lord, is what the language is telling us. Roll it on him as they would load a camel, or as maybe they would have a heavy box, and they didn't have forklifts back then, but I'll tell you what, they could roll a lot over there and get it up on him. And then that camel would have no problem carrying that. And you know, we carry loads. There's great loads taken from place to place. And we're able to do that because we have vehicles, don't we? And we can load those things up. And then all we have to do is press the gas pedal. And off we go. Start the car if it runs right. You know, this morning, the Lord wants to be that for us. And he says, "Commit thy way unto the Lord. Trust also in him." And we spoke of trust last week. But you know, sometimes we just can't let go. It's too much. It's too much in our face. It's too heavy upon. We're too concerned about it. But let's think about it this morning. Is God really real? Is God really who he says he is? Will he really bear our burden? Will he really take care of the things that are committed to his trust? Or is he going to step out on us and fail on us? And suddenly we're going to realize, I can't give this to him because he... No, God doesn't fail, does he? We believe that. Folks, I need this too. We all need this morning. You know what? We don't have to carry our loads. We don't have to carry the things of the future now. We don't have to carry the hurts that we may have in our life. We can actually roll that over on the Lord. And he's big enough to carry it. We don't have to carry our fears. We don't have to carry our anxieties. Now, I know the world does. The world does. They don't have God to carry those things for them. And so what do? They clip out of it with every kind of thing they can take. Get their mind some way dimmed until they can't think about it anymore. But you know what? We have a privilege, folks. What a privilege we have as the people of God to roll upon the Lord our needs, to really get up to him. "Lord, I need you to take this off of me. I need to put this on you. I need you to carry this for me. I don't know what to do about this." And you know, there's a lot of things, our plans, our hopes, our dreams, Those things sometimes are huge in people's lives. The fear. We know some are in job situations right now. You know, that's a big deal if it's you. It's a big deal. But don't we know that God really will care for us? He really will come through for us? We believe that, don't we? And so we just draw close to Him. And so we tell Him, Lord, I need You to take this. I need you to carry this for me. I need to get this over onto You. It's weighting me down. You know, weights, we're told, cares are a dangerous thing. Cares can weigh us down until we don't feel like we can go any farther. They're heavy. Cares can weight us. The Lord doesn't want us to carry all of our cares this morning. 1 Peter 5:7, very short scripture. He says, casting all your care upon Him, for He careth for you. You know what that word casting means? It means to throw upon, to cast upon. It means you throw it away from you and you put it somewhere else. You cast it away. Do you know this morning we have to purposely cast away those things that would weight us down. The worries of life, the troubles of life, the fears of the future, anxieties, folks. We are in life, aren't we? And sometimes life seems like it's all rosy. Everything's wonderful, but it's not always that way. And we have a privilege when it's not to cast our cares upon Him, to roll our burdens onto Him. And He said He'll carry it for us this morning. You know, the scripture says they cast their garments upon the colt. That's the same word as casting all your care upon Him. And that's what He wants us to do this morning. And the Lord help us to be able to do that, to stop and take the time and seek the Lord until He takes our burden this morning. In Mark, the 14th chapter, in the 32nd verse, I want to look at Jesus' situation, because here is a perfect example, seems to me, of what we're talking about this morning. Luke 14 and 32 to 42. It says here, and they came to a place which was named Gethsemane. And He saith to His disciples, sit ye here while I shall pray. And He taketh with Him Peter and James and John, and began to be sore amazed and to be very heavy. Now, you know, this morning, don't beat yourself over the head if sometimes you feel sore amazed and very heavy. That does fit sometimes in the life of a Christian. Now, we don't have to carry that ourselves, but we are going to arrive at these kind of places sometimes. And so Jesus, our example, our great example, it says that He took with Him Peter and James and John. You know what? I think in His human, He not only wanted them to witness this, but I think in His human, He needed them. Do you know this morning, part of casting our care on the Lord is taking the care of His people and allowing Him to minister to us through them. Just their presence here. I believe He wanted them to pray with Him. And he longed for that help. Now, Jesus had to bear His burden alone. They didn't pray with Him. They went to sleep. They were heavy with sorrow. They didn't know really what was going on, and they couldn't figure it out. Jesus knew what He was facing. Sometimes we're the only one that really knows what we're facing. But you know what? I want us to think this morning about the way the Lord handled this. You know, it says, now He could have drawn back completely and said, no, Lord, You can't let this happen to me. But what He did was, He saith unto them, My soul is exceeding sorrowful unto death. Tarry ye here and watch. And he went forward a little and fell on the ground and prayed that if it were possible, the hour might pass from him. And he said, Abba, Father, 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 all things are possible unto thee. Take away this cup from me. Nevertheless, not what I will, but what thou wilt. Do you know when Jesus went and cast his burden upon God, it says in Luke, it says that an angel came and strengthened him, I believe is the way it says. An angel came and strengthened him. And we find here that he says, Abba, Father, that's an affectionate term as I understand it. An affectionate term of Father. It's not just Father in a generic sense. It's an affectionate Father. Almost like Daddy. Father. And he says here, take away this cup from me. Nevertheless, no matter what you allow, I'm going to serve you. No matter what you allow, I want your way. He says here, not what I will, but what thou wilt. And he cometh and findeth them sleeping, and saith unto Peter, Simon, sleepest thou? Couldest thou not watch 1 hour? He was feeling desperate. He needed Simon at that time. Simon was one of his best friends in this world. He needed Simon to pray for him. Simon didn't pray. Simon went to sleep. Do you know that we can't always count on those around us, but we can count on the Lord. Simon wanted to be there. It wasn't that he didn't like him, they didn't want to pray. He just wasn't up to that some way. He should have been. He would have been wise to be. Watch ye and pray. And this is what he tells Simon, lest ye enter into temptation. The spirit truly is ready, but the flesh is weak. Simon, your flesh is weak. Folks, when we go into the places of life, our flesh is weak. Okay? It just is. We have to recognize that. If God doesn't strengthen us, and if he doesn't bear our burdens and carry our stuff, we're going to be weighted down. We're going to have troubles that we don't need to have. This is a privilege of the people of God this morning. And he says, and again he went away and prayed and spake the same words. And when he returned, he found them asleep again, for their eyes were heavy. Neither wist they what to answer him. And he cometh the third time and saith unto them, Sleep on now and take your rest. It is enough. The hour is come. Behold, the Son of Man is betrayed into the hands of sinners. Rise up and let us go. Lo, he that betrayeth me is at hand. Do you know that that time comes when we have to meet the battle? And Jesus knew this was my time. But you know what? He was prepared for that. Because of several things. He was fully submitted. Dear God, whatever you want, Father, that's what I want. And I would like for this to not be so. But nevertheless, not I as I will, but as thou wilt. Do you know this morning the Lord takes us through some places that are uncomfortable, as he did his own son sometimes. But we find here that the Lord fully submitted himself to the will of God. And we find, as we read in Luke, we find that he sent an angel to strengthen him. Do you know what that was? You know what that meant? He was in a very tight place here, a very low place emotionally. What he saw, the fear that was upon him, he felt those things. He felt those pricks of he knew the scripture what was going to happen to him, and he was God in the flesh. And so we find him in that weak time yielding himself totally to the Lord. And then the angel of the Lord strengthening him. And I want us to think about that today. Folks, we need the angel of the Lord to strengthen us. What hope do we have against the burdens of life? What hope do we have against Satan that has a lot more power than we do in the flesh? What hope do we have except in God? Our hope is in the Lord. Our hope is that He will bear our burden. Our hope is that He will make us able to the task. And so Jesus had such a task that He sent an angel to Him. Do you know this morning, if our task gets that great, He'll send an angel to us too. He'll send to us what we need in life. We ought to take courage in our hearts and in our minds and not allow ourselves to fiddle with thinking and spending a lot of time with things that we can't do anything about. But the Lord can this morning. In Matthew 11 and 28, and we're all real familiar with this, most all of us. Matthew 11 and 28 to 30, Jesus says here, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I'll give you rest." Do you know that that's what God wants to do? He wants us to come unto Him when we're heavy laden. He does not want us to carry our weight. He doesn't want us to carry the things of life. He doesn't want sinners to carry their sin. He wants us to come to Him. He said, "Come to me, you that are heavy laden, you that have all kinds of stuff on you, I'll give you rest. I'll take your burden. I'll take your weight." And He says here, "Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart." We're going to have to be that way to get help from the Lord. "And ye shall find rest unto your souls, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light." I want to tell you something this morning, share something with you. If your burden is heavy and it's beyond what you can, and it's not the Lord. The Lord's burden isn't heavy. The Lord lifts burdens. If you're all accused and downtrodden, it's not the Lord. That's the devil. Do you know this morning, the Lord wants to take our burden. And He said, my yoke is easy. And my burden is light. He said it's light. That is our promise this morning, isn't it? Oh, I believe this morning. When we allow the enemy to load us down with whatever it is, whether it's fear, whether it's whatever, that's the devil. Now, I will say this. Christians go through some hard things sometimes, just like sinners do. You know that? We go through some hard things too. He's not talking about here that everything's light and free and there's never a burden. But He's talking about bearing our burdens. He's speaking of us committing those things to Him and Him taking them. He's talking about those things that would consume us. And He doesn't want them to consume us. He wants to bear those things for us. I thought about this song and I looked it up. It just blessed me. It says, "Hear the blessed Savior calling the oppressed. Oh, ye heavy laden, come to me and rest. Come, no longer tarry, I your load will bear. Bring me every burden, bring me every care. Come unto me, I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you, hear me and be blessed. I am meek and lowly, come and trust my might. Come, my yoke is easy and my burden's light." You know what it means, folks, through life to realize God is preparing for us a place? You know, He wants us to take courage in those things. He wants us to think about those things. He doesn't want us to bear our own burden. Today, I want to read another place where the Lord strengthens someone. In Genesis 32 and 30, and I know we're quite familiar, of course, with almost all these stories in the Bible. Genesis 32 and 30. "And Jacob called the name of the place Peniel, for I have seen God face to face, and my life is preserved. Folks, that's where our life is preserved. When Jesus went in the garden and prayed unto the Father, his hope was preserved. His help was there. And Jacob was facing something in his life, and he went to this place called Peniel. And maybe we'll read a little of it in verse 23. We'll start, and he took them and sent them over the brook and sent over that he had. Now, Jacob had messed up in life. He was paying for his own sins here. And he was going to meet his brother that was very angry and coming with 400 men. Jacob brought this on himself. But I will tell you, he knew he needed God. And so, and folks, let's remember something. We might pay for some of our own things too, but God doesn't want us to carry it ourselves. You know, he still wants to jump in there and bear our burdens. He still does. And Jacob was left alone, and there wrestled a man with him until the breaking of the day. Jacob got alone, and he began to call upon God. And the Lord, however this happens, sent an angel, sounds like. And when he saw that he prevailed not against him, now he wrestled until the breaking of the day. Okay? You know what? Jesus had to go to the garden and pray. And he didn't just pray one time. He said the same thing three times. Now, we don't believe in chanting prayers over and over and saying words and rosaries and all that. That's foolishness. But I will tell you something God does want us to do. He wants us to come and pour out our soul to him. And then he wants to take our burden. And he will. And so, he wrestled with him. He touched the hollow of his thigh, this angel did. And the hollow of Jacob's thigh was out of joint as he wrestled with him. And this cost him something. And he said, "Let me go, for the day breaketh." And he said, "I will not let thee go, except thou bless me." You're not getting, I want a blessing. I got to have a blessing here. I got to have something. And he said unto him, "What is thy name?" And he said, "Jacob, deceiver." That's who I am. Culprit. And he said, "Jacob." And he said, "Thy name shall be called no more Jacob, but Israel. For as a prince hast thou power with God and with men, and hast prevailed." Do you know the Lord wants us to prevail? You know he wants to change who we are? That what he did here was change his name, but what he really did was change him. And he changed him, and he said, "I'm going to change your name from that which means deceiver to that which means as a prince hast thou power with God." I'm going to change your name to Israel. And you know, that name meant something from then on, didn't it? And Jacob asked him and said, "Tell me, I pray thee, thy name." And he said, "Wherefore is it that thou dost ask after my name?" And he blessed him there. And Jacob called the name of the place Peniel. "For I have seen God face to face, and my life is preserved." I don't know what this meeting was. Jacob said, "I've seen God face to face." Perhaps that's what he thought. I don't know. But I will tell you, he met the Lord there. Sometimes we have the illustration that Jesus gave us of that widow that came to the Lord, and she just kept coming. And she wasn't getting what she wanted, but she wouldn't quit coming. And she just kept coming. And he's told us to do like that. You come to the Lord. And then he goes on to say that he would answer us speedily in that passage. I think that's in Luke. But he goes on to say he'll answer us speedily, though he bear long with you. You know, many times the Lord is waiting. He's waiting for us to humble our hearts so he can bless us. He's waiting for us to forgive. He's waiting for us to be changed. He's waiting for us to seek him until we find him. So this morning, that may take some fasting. That may take some, you know, we can't all Not everybody's real well, but I want to tell you something. We can give up things before God in such a way that God sees that and accepts that sacrifice. Lord, I need you. I want you. I want your answers here. I need you to carry my burden. I need you to change who I am. I need you to make me into something I'm not. I need you to give me grace for my situation. I need you to raise me up, Lord. Do you know this morning, we have that privilege, folks. We have that privilege. Let's take advantage of it today and allow the Lord to bless us there. In Proverbs 3 and 5 and 6, we find another key scripture. It says, trust in the Lord with all thine heart. I think we read that last week. But that's not where it stops, folks. And lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. Do you know this morning, so many times we want to trust in God and figure it all out. And we want to have our own understanding of things. And we want it to work out the way we think it should work out. The way we think it has to work out. You know what? The scriptures here tell us, trust in the Lord with all thine heart. And don't lean to your own understanding. And don't worry it through. That doesn't help, does it? Don't think it through always. Trust in the Lord. Come to him and seek him. And find him. I believe in this morning. I believe there's a deeper level sometimes that we don't go to and we suffer for it. Lord, teach us. Teach us to find you so that we can roll our burden on you. So that we can roll who we are on you and you can change us so we don't have to bear that. He can take it. He can carry it away. He can bear our future things. He can bear our anxieties this morning. The Lord help us today to seek him, to not lean, to commit it, to commit all the weight of the plans, the fears and anxieties this morning. I want to read just a couple of other places maybe. At Matthew 6 and 33, it says, "But seek ye first the kingdom of God." Now, there is something the Lord does want us to do. He doesn't want us to be anxious and worry and fret and take things into our own hands. But what he does want us to do is, Matthew 6 and 33, "But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you." Do you know that if we will truly seek the Lord first, seek him with all of our heart. Seek him with all that we have. Folks, I believe God will do the rest. Do we believe that this morning? I really believe God will do the rest. Let's put him to the test. "Take therefore no thought for the morrow, for the morrow shall take thought for the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof." One more place, Proverbs 16 and 3. Says, "Commit thy works unto the Lord, and thy thoughts shall be established." You know, this morning, if we'll commit our way to God, everything will be established. Because God will take it. If we seek him first, we will find him adding all the things we need to our life. Seek him first. Don't put him last. Don't try to get our life in order. Don't try to get it all figured out and then we're going to seek the Lord. Don't try to get your life all everything in order. Okay, now I can serve God because I feel like I'm pretty righteous. You know what? The Lord wants us to come as we are. He wants us to come to him and he wants us to seek him. And he wants us to allow him that place. "Commit thy works unto the Lord." Lord, I'm committing all my life to you. I'm committing my works to you. I'm committing the things I do. I'm committing the things that I feel like you're calling me to. I'm committing that to you. I can do that. I have that privilege to commit that to God. And do you know what He will do? I really believe that if we'll do it in that manner, we'll find Him working everything out. To our surprise, to our amazement, so many times we will find that God works all of those things out. He does that. He will do that. And I thank the Lord for that this morning. I don't know how well this goes with this, but I thought about that little saying that says, God grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, courage to change the things I can, and wisdom to know the difference. Do you know this morning there's things that we have to commit to the Lord and accept the way it is? This is where God has me right now, and I need grace from you, Lord. I need strength from you for this, and I'm going to commit that to you. And I'm going to live for you with all my heart. I'm not going to leave myself a bridge back. The bridges are not going to be there. Because I only have one thing, and that is forward. That is onward. That is doing your will. And Lord, I'm committing it to you, and I'm expecting you to help me climb that mountain when it gets here. I'm expecting you to help me cross that desert if I have to cross a desert, or whatever happens in our life. So this morning, Lord, bless each one of us to commit ourselves to the Lord and commit our lives. Commit all the things that are involved in our lives. Commit it. Do His will, and He'll bring it to pass.